everybody. Welcome to Table Talk, a place for honest conversations and getting to meet friends. I am Betsy Thompson here with my sweet friend, Sarah Gonzalez.
Hi, Betsy.
Thank you for saying yes to this. I know, listen, y'all, most people sitting in this chair, it's not a easy yes.
No, it's not.
The Lord says I should say yes to this and I'm going to be obedient. So thank you for being obedient.
Thank you.
And coming and doing this. I'm super excited to, one, just to get to hang out with you today.
Thank you.
But also for people to get to know you. You might recognize Sarah because I think they strategically put you in the choir. Where I don't know how they put people in the choir,
I'm short.
Well, it works out great because you're in the shot a lot. And I'm always like, look at Sarah back there just worshiping, and it's so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I love you encourage me on Sunday mornings worshiping back there in the choir. How long have you been in the choir?
Oh, gosh. I want to say at least 30 years.
Whoa.
Yeah, at least.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Between children.
How you've gotten to see it ebb and flow, just culturally and how churches have done it.
Yes, it's
wow.
Beautiful. It is such a beautiful, beautiful ministry.
That is so cool. I didn't realize you'd been in there that long. Mm-hmm. That could be a whole nother table talk, just talking about the ebbs and flows of worship.
Yeah.
That's so fun. I love that you've done that long. Okay, so first, just tell me your salvation story. How did you come to know the Lord?
Well, my sister had... was going through a divorce, and she had become the first Christian in our family.
Wow.
I'm Mexican-American, and so I was raised in a Catholic denomination, and we did go to church. And so my sister, Albert goes, my husband, he goes, I think your sister needs to move in with us with two of her girls.
Oh, wow.
And we had two girls at the time. So I went, really? And he goes, yeah. You know, and neither one of us were Christians at that time. We went to church and we, you know, believed in God. But anyway, so she moved in with us and I thought, okay, I'm going to get her out of this Baptist religion.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And so little did I know that God had other plans.
Wow.
And she said, okay. So she went with me and she was raised Catholic. So we went to a Catholic church and right down the street. And then she said, okay, now you go with me. And my baby sister, who was living in the Woodlands, was not a Christian at the time.
Uh-huh.
She said, there's a Baptist church right down the street from y'all, because she had gone to school with John Wills.
Oh, how funny.
So how God connects people.
Wow. So the Baptist church down the road was Sagemont.
Sagemont, yes.
Wow.
So we came. And we walked in, and very friendly even back then. And so I went to my first Sunday school class.
Okay.
And I've always felt, and this is where it's so hard for me emotionally. Sorry, I cry a lot.
It's okay. We cry.
I've always known that women were important to God. I didn't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always known that we are important to Him. And so the very first Sunday school class is on the book of Esther.
Hmm.
And God grabbed me then.
Wow.
And so I came every Sunday after that with
really?
My sister. Yes.
That's amazing.
And I've grown up. My grandmother was a very strong woman.
Mm-hmm.
My mom. But I just didn't know
right.
biblically why and how we are used of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so God used the book of Esther, and it was taught by Charlie Martin Sr., Carol Martin's father-in-law.
Okay.
So it was just phenomenal.
Wow.
And God just used that to get me here.
That's amazing.
And then through that, we were in the gym, and Brother John was preaching, and we didn't know anybody here, so Albert was leery to leave our second daughter. She was probably around three then.
Okay.
And so I just handed him Amanda and just went forward. And he's like, where did they take you? So anyway, God is just good. And he's just brought so many women in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And just through that and then reading the book of Ruth, I just really could connect because I'm a foreigner.
Mm.
You know, I'm not of this... you know, denomination. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything. Mm-hmm. I didn't know really God's word. I knew who God was, mm-hmm. but I just didn't have a personal relationship with him. And that's when I knew, and I was 30 years old.
That's awesome.
That God said, you're mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just went forward, and it's just, I can't, mm-hmm. like I said, I could go on and on and on, but God is so good, and the women that he's brought into my life. The first woman was a lady down the street, and she was a nanny to a couple. No, he was a single man. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Miss Hetty, and Miss Hetty was a strong Christian woman. And so she was telling me things, and then coming to Sagemont, and then with Jean Mitzner.
Yes.
Oh, like I've told you, I didn't think anybody could take her place, but you have.
You're so sweet.
And Jean was just phenomenal. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. took me under her wing. Patsy Hogg, Susan Gadd, going to a woman's Bible study mm-hmm. in somebody's home.
Yes.
And hearing the story of Mary and how people, she could have been killed, and just really connecting with everything and finding out, you know, we are special.
Yeah.
God created us.
Absolutely.
You know, to be strong.
Yeah.
To be vocal, to share, to love, to mm-hmm. forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did precepts with Lori Cole, and that's what I was telling Albert. I said, guess who I have to follow?
Sweet Lori
and
Cole.
And I said, Lori Cole, and I went, oh, Lord. But God just humbled me, and he goes, hey, I use anybody.
That's right.
And, y'all, I am here to tell you I am a nobody, just following what God's told me to do.
Not the
and,
best.
You know, it's, so my heart has always been for women,
mm-hmm.
always.
Mm-hmm.
And so, being so blessed to learn from other women.
Yes.
I want to do that. I want that. Women that don't know mm-hmm. to know mm-hmm. the God that I know.
That's right. Yeah.
And that he uses you. You don't have to be
That's
biblically,
right.
you know, you don't
know
have
all
to
the
all
things.
The scriptures.
No, That's right.
When we were in the bus ministry,
I
knew one scripture, for God so loved the world. And I was like, oh, Lord, because again, they were having an altar call to come and do something, go into mm-hmm, some ministry. Mm-hmm. And it was like I was seeing Jean Mitzner, and then I forgot who was the bus minister at that time. And God just led me to the bus ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, Lord, I'm going to be knocking at people's doors
right.
and sharing the gospel with them. But again, it's your testimony.
That's right. And sharing
it's
your story.
Personal
yes.
relationship with God.
Absolutely. Well, and that's one of the things I think is so important for women in the church today to realize that all the other women that they look at and think have it all together didn't just show up and know everything. Mm-hmm. And so often when you talk to women and say, why don't you blah, 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 X, Y, Z, whatever, mm-hmm. serve in the church, get involved in the share your story. They say, well, I don't know enough yet. Mm-hmm. I've got to learn more. I've got to get there. And I love getting to look at women and go, that's just not true.
We're never there.
We're never
we're
there.
We're never there.
And, I mean, because I've shared this with people before, I didn't really know the Bible until I was in college. I grew up in a Christian home. We went to church, but it wasn't a church where we brought our Bible and we memorized scripture. It wasn't that. And when I got to college, I felt extremely behind the curve when I looked at other people, friends that I had that memorized all this scripture and knew all this stuff. And there, I could have handled it one of two ways. I could have had it let me go, well, I'm never going to get there and just stop.
Right.
Or I could have said, hey, I need, this is important. And even though I might feel behind, I'm exactly where God needs me to be. And I want to keep moving forward with him.
Exactly.
And so I love your story and that you're so willing to share to go, I was 30 and I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it's cool to now go, look how purposeful you've been with your life and all that God has taught you and that you've purpose to do Bible study, to learn and to grow. And then all throughout that time, to be so willing to share and encourage other ladies. One of the main reasons, one, I told you I just like hanging out with Sarah. But the other big reason I asked Sarah to come is this Saturday, this coming Saturday, we have Beside Training for Women, which is our mentoring discipleship program that we have for ladies here at Sagemont. Mm-hmm. And what it is you come, learn what it is, you fill out an application, and then we match a mentor and a mentee together, and they get to walk beside each other. Mm-hmm. And you've been doing that as a mentor, and you have such a passion. I mean, we heard it just in her sharing her story for women, but what made you say yes to this ministry specifically?
Well, when you offered the first meeting, and God just said, you need to go. Here I go. I could not even sit in that room without crying because I have such a burden for women. And you do too, and Lori does too.
Yep.
And that's why I admire y'all so much. And I thank God for you guys because we need each other
so much.
We need to share our burdens with each other. We need to share the joys that we have with our families, with ourselves, with our husbands, with friends. But just being in that room, God was just saying, you've got to do this. And believe me, I just do what God tells me to do because I'm 71. I accepted the Lord when I was 30. I felt like I had, you know, so much time.
Right.
That I didn't do. And I don't do it out of guilt.
Right. Yeah.
It's not out of guilt, like, oh gosh, I've got to do this. No. If you're just obedient, I can't share with you. I mean, I can, but it'd take forever. The blessings and the joy of mentoring these women. I think I forgot to count, but I think I've had 8 or 9 since the beginning. I had 2 at a time.
You did. She did.
Because I said, you know, you didn't have. And I said, I'll take them.
Yes.
I'll take them.
You were so willing.
Because I want women to know how much we are the daughters of the King.
That's right.
What he has for us. And to share that with a woman that, no matter, and believe me, every woman is different. Mm-hmm. And so God will show you, you pray together. God's going to show you, this is what this lady needs right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one thing that I am so blessed because I have been able to share with them and bless them and give them scriptures, encouragement, and they have blessed me just as much.
Yep.
I have learned, like I've told them, I'm learning with you.
Yeah.
I'm growing with you. I have grown so much with these women.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing how the struggles that they have living in today's world.
That's right.
Yep. It's so different, you know, raising kids in the 70s, 80s,
right,
than today.
Yeah.
But God did bless me with 2 children in my 40s, so I can kind of relate with them as well.
Right.
Because my younger 2 are 30 and 27.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen this shift of parenting and children.
Yes, and just how they have to walk, how you have to walk through things.
Exactly. So God has even let me use that experience to share with them.
Absolutely.
And also with my oldest daughter, how God has brought her back into the fold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's our faith.
Yeah.
It's just our constant praying to God,
right.
Lord, you know, just sharing with each other and growing together.
Yeah. I love, if you weren't in church this last Sunday,
so awesome.
Go back and listen to Pastor Levi's sermon. So much of what he talked about was just as believers being willing to share our story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we get hooked on, well, I've got to get it straight and synced up and all the right scripture to share and all the things. And it's just be willing to share your story.
Okay.
You know, we've been going through John. He's talking about the man who Jesus put the mud on his eyes and he was able to see. And he immediately was sharing that story with people.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to go to a seminary to learn for a long time or sit under a church for a long time. Mm-hmm. He immediately just sharing the story of No, he healed me. Mm-hmm. I was blind and now I can see. And so if we'll just be willing to share mm-hmm. our story of our lives, of what we've walked through.
And I think a lot of it, too, is that we hold the Holy Spirit back.
Yeah.
And this is terrible to say. I guess this is my rebellious person in me. But a long time ago when we were worshiping, my husband's a musician as well.
Okay.
So we would go to all these different concerts. And I was holding non-denominational, Christian music, and all these people are raising their hands. I mean, Amanda's, well, I better not say. But anyway, this was about 38 years ago.
Yeah.
And she just lifts my hand because people were praising God.
Uh-huh.
And I went, Lord, I will never, never quench the Spirit again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, oh, look at me, look at me. No, it's not that. When God tells you, y'all, when God says, do it, don't be afraid.
That's right.
Get up and just do it because He will equip you.
That's right.
He will give you the words to say. I was kind of stressing out about this, and then Albert goes, Sarah, just be you.
That's right.
Just be you. Because somebody can, they can relate. They can relate to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or they couldn't relate to somebody else. Or
absolutely.
They can relate to you that they can't relate to me. And that's what I was going to say about also the women that you are connected with. Sometimes, and this is where don't take it personally, but sometimes it just doesn't click.
Right.
So don't worry about that. They'll find you somebody else. And there's always women that need to be connected with the right person. I've, like I said, I've had eight. I've had different situations with mm-hmm. all of them. But I feel like these are all my daughters now. And I still keep in contact with
right.
some of them.
Yeah.
But again, it's a season.
Mm-hmm.
It's a season that God has put you with that woman.
That's right.
For you and for her.
That's right. And that's why with Beside, very purposely, when we match you with someone, we just ask you to stay with them for 6 months. And that's all the commitment we're asking for. Now, a ton of our matches are like, we've been together for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And this relationship, and
right.
I mean, it just goes outside of Beside,
right.
which is fabulous. But we say, hey, for 6 months, mm-hmm. God can use anybody
mm-hmm.
in any season
mm-hmm.
for 6 months.
Exactly.
Even if it's rough.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's more of a growing, mm-hmm. you know, having to lay down your pride or different things like that,
oh.
there is always still purpose
mm-hmm.
in saying yes to the Lord and being willing to be obedient to Him.
Mm-hmm.
It's growing that muscle. It's growing that muscle of obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would think, I know for me, it's gotten easier and easier for me to say yes to Him.
Mm-hmm.
One, I hear it quicker and
right.
I'm faster to say yes to it because I've purposed that muscle over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, listen, Beside might be your first,
mm-hmm.
some of your first times to go, okay, Lord, you keep putting this in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just come. And here's the nice thing about training day. There's no obligation after
right.
training day. Come have some coffee and some breakfast and hang out with some sweet ladies. And then you get to decide.
Right.
If it really is what the Lord wants you to do. Because here's one thing I will tell you. Wade Owens, who was our missions pastor back in the day,
mm-hmm.
sweet, dear friend of mine, he would always tell us, I would rather be in Africa in God's will
right.
than in Houston, Texas, comfy in a home out of God's will.
It, right, exactly.
Always in God's will.
Exactly.
So even as you're thinking and praying about Beside, if it's not what you're supposed to be doing right now,
He'll tell you.
Don't do it. We don't come, you know, don't do it if it's not what He's calling you to
exactly.
do. But if you have, and maybe
mm-hmm.
that's why there's training day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good, just come and see.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have time to pray about and decide if you want, if you're really supposed to.
And again, it's not, the thing that has helped me a lot with the ladies that I have been blessed with is just be really frank with them and say, what do you need from
mm-hmm.
me? What can I do? And I'll tell them too, hey, I need prayer. I'm going
yes.
through something right
Be
now.
Be honest and vulnerable. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And also don't try to, well, this group is doing this
mm-hmm.
and they're doing that. You've got to do what God has put
That's
in your
right.
heart with that person at that time.
That's right.
And like I've said, you know, some of them have become like daughters to
mm-hmm.
me. They've been to my home. But again, I got to meet their children. We've got involved with them, you know. So again, it's a season where, but the most important thing is don't feel that you are not qualified to do this.
Right.
God will equip you. God will give you the words. God will give you the courage. Be that strong woman that said, God, I don't know what I'm doing, because that's what I did.
Yeah.
Just do it. Just do it.
Yeah. Be willing to let him work through you. Right. And he tells us, he's like, I'm your strength in your weakness.
Exactly.
Like, let him be the strength. And if you are someone that's listening right now that is in a season where you're like, I need a mentor. I need someone to walk beside me. Maybe it's just as a new believer during your marriage, transitions in your marriage, different seasons with your kids, with your parents, right? As you're dealing with parents. I mean, there's so many different things, that you can look and say, hey, I would love to have a woman who's a few steps ahead of me, pouring back into me and helping point me down the path that, honors the Lord and is following and growing my walk with him. Listen, there's amazing women like Sarah here at our church that you, and this is the reason we started Beside, is because Sagemont is very large and most of our, a lot of our connect groups are, generational.
Right.
Right. And so as the women's director looking and going, I know these amazing older women and I know these amazing younger women. How do I get them together?
Right.
How do I pair these women up? Because I hear these older women that have been through things that are willing to share, willing to love on me and encourage me. And then meeting these younger women who were so desperate for it. That's really how Beside came about, is how do we bridge that gap? And so if you are in this season, if you're like, I need a mentor, know that Sagemont's full of them, women that are willing to, ready and willing to do that. And we're going to take the, what we wish was just organic, and you just bump into somebody in the hallway and all of a sudden we have this thing. Like, we help with that part a little bit, and helping you meet somebody you might not ever meet any other way.
And it's an amazing process that y'all do, because I know y'all pray. And I believe in the power of prayer. And that's why I think this is such an important ministry. And that's why it's doing so well, because it's a need that we have, and you are meeting that need. Yeah. And I'm so grateful. And it's also, like you said, I can share with, and there's many of us that can share that you think we, oh, they're fine. You know, y'all haven't gone through anything. Y'all, there is so much to our stories that God is faithful. God is going to see you through this. You may think that you're not going to get through this, but trust me and believe me, you will get through with this. You will get through.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think so often and these are the stories that I would get to hear from different women of, my husband wasn't a believer.
Right.
I came to know the Lord and he wouldn't come to church with me. And I prayed for him for 15 years. And now he's serving in the church and you see him every Sunday. But who would know if we aren't willing to share those stories with each other, where there is some sweet young woman in her 20s who just came to know the Lord and her husband refuses to come to church with her. And she feels like it's never going to happen.
Right.
And just to have the encouragement of, don't lose heart. Continue to pray, and it just makes such a difference when you really get to hear somebody else's story.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the testimonies that God has done in all our lives, you know, it's just, again, but sharing.
Yes.
Just sharing and say, hey, I've gone through that. I've experienced those hurts.
Yeah.
I've gone through losing both of my parents. I've gone through raising rebellious children. And you know what? God is good. God is good. God is faithful. But it's also having somebody walk beside you and say, I've got your back.
Yeah.
You know, I'm with you. I'm going to walk through this with you.
Yeah. Yeah. You can. It really is precious and sweet. And I think our world has very much told us, especially I think women, you're strong. You can do it by yourself.
No.
You shouldn't need, you don't need anybody. You're good. And this whole kind of thing of, I don't do women. Women mm-hmm. are drama. Women mm-hmm. are hard. Women hurt me. Women blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, those are just such lies from the enemy.
Exactly.
That he, and that doesn't, not to say it hasn't happened. Yeah. Yeah. We've all been hurt by women. We all know sometimes there is drama, but it doesn't have to be mm-mm. the thing that keeps you from relationship with women.
Right.
I've been hurt by women. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yes. But you know what? I push through that with the mm-hmm. Lord and
exactly.
go, it is important for me to have women around me mm-hmm. That help me deal mm-hmm. with hurt
yes,
that I've
yes.
walked through, mm-hmm. to continue to encourage me, mm-hmm. For me to look at another woman and say, yeah, I get how that person hurt you. I've walked through
right,
that as
right,
well.
Right.
Don't let those things
exactly.
stop you.
Yeah, and that happened to me my first time here. And I was like, wow. But then God quickly told me, it ain't about you having friends here. It's yeah. about you having a relationship with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we've all been hurt by other women.
Absolutely.
But, again, God is going to get us through that so that we can encourage other women. Mm-hmm. This is how God says we are to live. This is how
That's right.
God says we are to encourage each other, love each other, cry with each other, celebrate with each other. This is what it's all about. It's
yeah.
a sisterhood.
Yeah.
You know, I think of Lori, you know, she doesn't have any sisters,
right. mm-hmm.
but I've told her, you've got hundreds of yeah. sisters, and that's what we should be,
yeah.
sisters to each other.
That's right.
That I can go, I may not talk to you for a month or whatever, but hey, I know I can go to you, and I
yes.
can say, hey, Betsy, or hey, Lori, or believe me, I have called Lori.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, again, but it's that bond that God mm-hmm. wants us to have as women.
Absolutely.
And we are the heart of the home.
Yeah.
So we need to be spiritually full.
Yeah.
And so that we can pour out to our families, our neighbors.
That's right.
And each other.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's so, it's so important. And the fact that we get to do it together.
Oh.
And we have lots of fun.
We do.
Let's say that, right? It is all of the things she said. And we have a great time together, and we can cry together,
right.
and we can laugh together, mm-hmm. and do life together, mm-hmm. all for His glory.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. it's special, mm-hmm. I think, that we get to have these kinds oh. of relationships.
And I'm just so grateful. I am so grateful for you.
Oh,
I'm so
sweet.
Grateful for Lori. I'm so grateful for all the women before that have just
yep.
really, really kept women involved in this
yeah.
church, because it's just, it's a life-changing
mm-hmm.
experience.
Yeah.
I look back 30 years and, or well, we've been here 43, 44 years, I don't know, 40-something years, and just the growth of the, mm-hmm. of how God has helped me through so much.
Mm-hmm.
I could not live without
yeah.
without him and without the fellowship of my sweet women friends.
Yeah. And I think that's a good word for us to be reminded of. We can't take for granted that Sagemont Church is a church that supports women's ministry mm-hmm. and does help provide for all these different. That's not every church.
No.
And for lots of different reasons. But man, it sure is a blessing
oh.
here at Sagemont to be a woman at Sagemont. You can jump in. There's mm-hmm. so many opportunities mm-hmm. to have people surround you besides just one of
right.
many.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge blessing mm-hmm. to get to be here.
It is.
So I appreciate you so much.
Oh, I appreciate you.
Thank you for coming to hang out.
I love you
too.
I love you.
Y'all, listen, when you see Sarah singing on stage, that's her. You even had your Beside shirt on yesterday.
I sure did.
Made my heart happy. It was so good. But thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
And spending. Thank you for being a part of Beside and being so willing to share your story and come alongside women.
Well, it's been such a blessing for me.
Yeah.
It's such a blessing.
Yeah. It's super fun.
It is.
Y'all, hopefully, if you're watching on Thursday when this comes out, there's still time to register.
Yes.
It's this Saturday, but you still can go online and register. Come and join us March 29th, Saturday morning, 9:30 here at the church. We'd love for you to come join us for Beside Training Day. Learn all about Beside. And if it's a great next step for you here at mm-hmm. Sagemont. So thanks for hanging out.
Oh,
Sarah,
love you.
Thank you all for spending time with us on Table Talk. We will see you next time.